Are you finding this job stressful?
Sometimes.
Pray more.
It's early 2001. Eric O'Neill is a young FBI operative conducting surveillance and other investigations while he works toward becoming an agent. When he's tapped for a special assignment, O'Neill believes it could take him closer to that goal.
You're being tasked to headquarters. Well, you'll be riding the desk of an agent named Robert Hansen. You know him?
No.
Former head of our Soviet analytical unit. Considered our most knowledgeable analyst on Russian intel. Last 6 years, he's been our liaison at the State Department. He's the best computer guy we've got. He's also a sexual deviant. You're going to keep an eye on him for us.
Acting as Hansen's assistant, O'Neill finds the veteran agent difficult and frustrating, but he sees nothing suspicious. When he complains to the agent managing the case, the young investigator learns the true reason for his assignment.
He's a traitor, Eric. Started spying for the Russians, we think, in 1985. He's given them military secrets, intelligence secrets. The damage he's done to the U.S. government is in the billions. But that's just the money part. He's also given up lives.
O'Neill's undercover work leads to Hansen's arrest on charges of espionage and treason. Today, Eric O'Neill is a Washington, D.C. attorney, but he remembers clearly the battle of wits with the turncoat FBI agent.
He did things to make me uncomfortable, to keep me off balance. If he kept me off balance and he kept me, you know, in a place where I always was reacting to him, then in the end he was going to win. He was going to get me to trip up and say something I shouldn't, and then he was going to say, oh, look, I am under investigation. And that was one of his goals, just to sort of see if that was indeed what was happening.
Tell me 5 things about yourself, 4 of them true.
I don't think I'd be much good at bluffing.
That would have counted as your lie right there.
I was able to get him to talk and then defend himself when he made assertions about counterintelligence. And the more I forced him to defend himself, the more things came out that had to do with cases he shouldn't have known about. And that's where we really knew this is the spy.
Ryan Phillippe plays O'Neill in Breach and says having him on the set as a technical advisor gives the film a direct link to the true events.
There is a responsibility to tell the man's story the best way possible, do justice to the experience he had. But it does a lot of my work for me, you know, in some ways. You know, a lot of times you're left to your own devices, your imagination to create a character. But getting to know Eric and getting to know his personality gave me new ideas about how to play the part. I came into the rehearsal room when I met Eric with a completely different idea of how I was going to play this part. And sitting down with him and talking to him for a couple hours, it completely changed things.
Chris Cooper, who plays Hansen, says he also relied on O'Neill's memories because the real spy is now locked away in a maximum security prison. However, Cooper says he also had plenty of good research material.
There's a lot of material on him. I mean, there are 5 books about him that go back to his childhood, and I mean, pretty in-depth. Interviews with family, associates, neighbors, and when he was captured, there was a psychological profile, you know, through his interrogation, and the psychiatrist came up with a number of possibilities of why. Going back as far as, the father-son relationship, which was pretty abusive.
Breach is written and directed by Billy Ray, who says he takes some dramatic license with the events, but not much.
The story was pretty good. We didn't have to do a lot. But the litmus test you apply is, are you being true to the spirit of the events?
Like Ray's first film as director, the 2003 fact-based drama Shattered Glass, about a journalist who fabricates his stories, this one also deals with a clash of ideals and betrayal of trust.
I think liars make better characters. They're just more interesting to watch. Everything they do, you have to lean forward and really pay close attention. They lend themselves to good storytelling. For me, the movie is not actually about Hansen. It's much more about Eric O'Neill, and I think it's a movie about integrity, which is completely compelling to me. It's about this guy not quite knowing what the right thing to do is, and then once he figures out what the right thing to do is he going to be able to do it? That was the story that actually took place with Eric.
What if he's smarter than I am?
He spent the last 20 years outthinking Russian spies. He's smarter than all of us.
Breach co-stars Laura Linney as the agent who puts O'Neill on the case. Kathleen Quinlan plays Hansen's devout and devoted wife. And much of the film was shot on location in the Washington, D.C. area where the actual events took place. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.